KB2HXS mobile.
Begin, W2T still mobile.
Well, I technically wasn't on the road. I was still at the house. I was just, I went around back to the garage to load up some parts and pieces. And of course it starts raining. Yay.
Rain this morning. And I'm surprised it wasn't raining before now. I already had 3.5 inches of rain earlier this week, 1.5 inches on Monday, and 3 inches on, what's it, 1.5 inches on Sunday, and 3 inches on Tuesday, or whatever it was. So, yeah, I had plenty of rain this week, and more than I wanted.
Kind of hoping it would hold off for like another hour or so I can run over to this gentleman's house and take care of this issue, hopefully, but I guess, I ran back in and got my umbrella. Whatever.
Just passing from Spartanburg County into Greenville County over here, where I go over this creek that's over on Greenville Road headed across, and it becomes something else. When I cross the bridge going into Spartanburg County, it becomes Greenville Road. When I cross the bridge coming into Greenville County, it's got another name, so I don't know what it is. I can't remember. And let's see, the sign says it's, South Bennett's Branch Road, it's been sprinkling on me a couple of times in a couple of places as I make this trip over today.
I'm on 14, I just left the house, I'm on 14 heading towards Landrum, so I only got about a 10-minute ride or so, maybe I'll run out of it for a few minutes, I don't know, I'm not really sure where the rain is coming from, is it coming from the west, the south, I'm not really sure.
I just know that they were forecasting rain for this morning, only for the morning and only about a 40% chance, but I guess that since it is raining, that now makes it a 100% chance.
Precipitation, or precipitation as they call it in Florida. This is liquid sunshine.
California, liquid sunshine, so. Oh, well. Well, maybe you'll get things done and get done before it all gets through. And, this is my third trip to look at the facility and check out everything, make sure things are there. Yesterday I was here for the sessions where they had brought school students in from about 9 or 10 different schools yesterday in 2 different sessions to listen to these guys that are doing the training this weekend, and also give them a feel for barbershop. This was middle schoolers, high schoolers, junior high school, the whole 9 yards like that. So it gave them a chance to get a feel. And now this weekend we're actually working with 3 specific high schools and courses. So it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a good show tonight.
Oh, excellent. Have a good show. KB2HXS mobile. In the rain. Yeah, I got really not a whole lot going on. I'm going to go take care of this, and I got to stop by a friend's house. And I was hoping to get some tower work done today, get that last section up there, but probably not going to happen today. Darn it.
That'd be a task for tomorrow or Monday, but nah, you probably won't get it done today because I've hit a little heavier rain thing. So, anyway, and I'm a half mile away from Woodruff Road, and I'll go down that until I get to 385, then jump on there to go down one exit and get off on Butler Road.
Oh, you're down on Woodruff. Oh, hopefully you're early enough without all that traffic down there.
Well, I came out this way coming home yesterday afternoon because I hadn't been out all the way out Woodruff Road to Reedville Road in a while, so I wanted to make the trip out here and see what was going on. And it was a little bit on the heavy side yesterday, but I think today it'll be a little bit different because I'm dealing with a whole lot less traffic.
Plus, it's early enough in the day where hopefully people are not out shopping, this early anyway.
Yep. Well, if you don't have anything to do tonight, just come on down to Malden High School and enjoy about an hour and a half of good barbershop.
Well, my wife is out of town tonight, and my stepson and I'm gonna take him over to the train museum this evening and get some dinner over there on Taylor's. can't think of the name of the road, but it's right there in Taylor's. There's an old factory that they turned into. They repurposed the building. They've got a brewery down there and a natural restaurant and all kinds of stuff down there. So I would take my stepson over and go check it out.
Talking about, I've been by it. I haven't ever been there, but I've been by it. So anyway, well, that's good. And looks like the way that my GPS is going to take me, I'm not going to have to get on 385 anyway, because it's going to put me on another road, which takes me over to where I need to be.
If I can avoid the highways, oof, I do. I do not like going the highways around here.
And I think I just got in the wrong lane. I think I got to go up one more traffic light and make my turn.
Be careful. I tell you, I don't know what's going on this year, but man, I tell you, these young folks that look at their phones, all of a sudden, oops, they got a turn. They'll come right across three lanes of traffic and not even think about it.
Yes, it's on my phone. It's up on the it's up on it on a holder. I'm not holding it in my hand, and it comes to my earpiece, so it keeps me there. Hey, I'm gonna be on the other end of Highway 14 here in a few minutes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. 14 goes down to Malden. Man, I tell you what, I'm doing the speed limit. I got some knucklehead. I can almost read his VIN number on his windshield. He's so close to me. Yeah. Yeah, when you lose the headlights in your rear window, he's a little too close. If I tap the brakes too hard, he might hit me.
He start easing up, letting up on the gas, and just slowing down. He's going to suddenly realize he's about to hit you, and he might wake up.
There ain't up here. I mean, my gosh, he hit them brakes, and I don't know. Slipping and sliding. Oh, let's see, it's 45 here, and I'm doing 50, and he's creeping up on me.
Some areas like that myself recently, so, and some situations like that. And you don't need it on a day when it's raining. And it's now raining fairly good over here where I am, so it's been raining over here for a little while because you can see the road is wet.
Yeah, I may have to turn around and do this later. This is getting a little heavier than I want to see.
So do that work, you're going to get wet.
Yeah, I'm not that far from the house. I may just call them and put it off till the rain stops.
All right, well, let me pay attention to where I am and what's going on, because I've got a lot of left and right turns to make up here shortly. Talk to you later. You have a be careful out there. Try to stay dry. QB2HXS, Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango.
All right, Rusty, have a good day, and we'll talk to you again. 73 KB2HXS.